Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Special bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Arki Chankuti. Dr. Arki Chankuti is our guest. That's doctor as in MD. And he's the co-author of Built on Trust. He's our trust expert in the brain trust. And he helps companies like yours and mine make sure that we pull down the walls of fiefdoms, the us versus them scenarios that are caustically killing companies and organizations, institutions all over the world. And he's helping people do that. And we appreciate Arki, we appreciate the time and the wisdom that you give us and have over the years. Learningcenter.net, right? That's the website?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you for the compliment.
And check out the book, folks. Be sure to check out Built on Trust. Arki, you know, we've been talking about institutions and how to rebuild them and how it's got to start with Main Street and having the courage to speak out, not be intimidated, not put these institutions on a pedestal. And I said something earlier about that I was concerned that these institutions couldn't reform from the inside. And if you look at companies, you know, that probably was unfair for me to say that. Because if you think about companies that are maybe have gotten off on the wrong track, you know, you'd like to think that those companies could reform themselves, could restore trust from the inside out. And maybe it just takes one person having the courage to be honest and to say, we should do what we have to do to be able to trust each other and to be trustworthy.
That's right. It's a very good point that within the institutions, there usually is a lot of doubt about what's happening right within the institutions. Now, to build trust quickly from the institution's point of view, I always say there are five steps, but the one that I want to talk about right now is the most important one, is the model trust principles. Now, first thing is admit the mistake, admit the error, admit the possibility that we've been off track. Now, once you start there, of course, it has to be followed up, but that could be the beginning of a major transformation, particularly if there's pressure from the other side, that's us communicating, mm-hmm. again, respectfully, and being willing to accept success, by the way. Mm-hmm. For the Main Street must be willing to accept winning on this. Mm-hmm. But from the other side, we call that the trust model in Built on Trust, but establishing some trust principles and then modeling those. First step, I would say, admit the mistake openly and then say, here's what we're going to do about it and here's what we're going to support. And that's where the people from inside the institutions become dependent on the people from outside, that's us, and begin to ask for our help. Well, what is needed? What does really need to happen here?
Would one way of building this scenario you're talking about be to use what I call intellectual honesty? And what I mean by that is, what if you and I were at crossroads, we're at loggerheads, so to speak, and I wasn't trusting you and you weren't trusting me? What if we said, okay, let's take an hour, and you take my position and I'll take your position?
Oh, yes.
I'll defend your position and you defend my position. Why wouldn't that be a good exercise?
It's a good exercise because that takes me to my second point in building trust quickly. How am I participating in the log jam?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be able to see that much more clearly if I walk a mile in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
and see what you need and what you've been crying about this whole time. And gosh, there must be something to this. Now I begin to see.
But you've got to be intellectually honest to do that. You've got to say, okay, I don't agree with what that person says, but obviously he or she feels strongly about it, so there must be something there. What am I missing?
Yes,
now this is not you saying I'm changing my mind. It's just you spending some time over in that other idea.
Yes, you're just looking at it from another point of view. That's what a
right.
viewpoint is, a point from which to view something. You just take the other point of view. It's without risk.
And isn't that what's wrong with Washington?
Well, that's one of the things.
Because they're never going to get anything done as long as it has to be one way or the other. They've got to find a third solution, don't they?
That's right. There's winning success is much more important than being right.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Washington needs to learn.
Well said. Arky, give us the website again, please.
Learningcenter.net.
The book is called Built on Trust, co-authored by Dr. Arky Chankudi and Thomas Stedding. Arky, thanks so much for being here. We always get smarter when you join us.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice thing to say. Thank you. My pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Arky Chankudi, ladies and gentlemen. We won't do without him. He's one of our best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.